dear viewers. Welcome to the second ever Team Rocket expansion pack. This is Jesse, and I'm here to tell you about a game that I played recently called Emily is Away. Emily is Away was created by Kyle Seeley and is a game that plays more like an interactive story with various choices along the way, similar in a sense to a visual novel style game. The kicker behind this game is that it is played entirely behind a facsimile of AOL Instant Messenger. This is because the game itself takes place between the years of 2002 through 2006, arguably some of the biggest years of AOL's Instant Messenger program. It's with this setup that Seeley achieves his immersion that gets you into the feel of the main character played by you and the relationship interest of the game, Emily, a choice of words deliberately chosen for reasons I'll touch on shortly. At the start of the game, you enter a screen name of your choice as well as your name. Then it has you select a buddy icon that is reflective of the pop culture of that era. Once you do this, the game immediately has you talking with Emily via her screen name, Emerly35. The game starts with the two of you about to graduate high school and move on to college. At this point, you're asked whether or not you're going to attend a party that night. It's from that point forward that the game takes you on its journey. Going back to the immersion aspect of the game, you'll be given options as to how you can respond to Emily's various questions throughout the chapters. When you select one, the game won't enter the text automatically. Rather, you will have to type on your keyboard to respond. The responses are already predetermined, however, as the keyboard typing is just an interactive effect. However, this later takes form as you'll witness your character type things out, only to sometimes erase them and type something else entirely. Witnessing this was, at first, frustrating because, as I sit now, I occasionally yelled at my in-game counterpart for not just speaking up and saying what was intended. However, going back to the time period of which this is prevalent, I also had to whisk myself into that era as well. Looking from those lenses, I found 18-year-old me being prone to doing the same thing, not always having the confidence and courage to say exactly what I wanted to say, and unfortunately having the chance to backtrack on them when faced with the opportunity to actually say them, literally the eternal downfall of thinking before you speak. It's with this approach that Seeley's forced use of the keyboard typing combined with the archaic IM formatting cells. It perfectly immerses you into its storyline and setting. You truly become the main character, and in doing so, you start to find yourself connecting with Emily, this person who you could almost swear that you've known before. And in a weird way, that's because you have. Maybe not as Emerly35 or Emily, but as various other people in your life. This is where relationship interest makes more sense. Emily takes shape as other friends who you swore up and down you were going to keep in contact with after high school but never quite did. Girls or guys that you had a crush on all throughout high school but could just never find the right words to say at the right time, if there ever was a right time to begin with. This game hits that emotional mark and hits it hard. All the what-ifs you ever had in high school and college all flooding back. This is where the game is strongest. This is where it gets you. Seeley designed a near-perfect replica of those awkward, early adult 18 to 22 years that we sometimes look back on fondly and sometimes cringe at all at the same time and emulated them to a T. Considering that the gameplay experience is heavily situated on an interactive narrative, it was well executed and speaks highly to the quality of the experience. Now, this isn't to say that everything about Emily is Away is perfect. Without giving spoilers, there are certain aspects of events that you don't get entire control over. This is most apparent in the gap between chapters 3 and 4, where one of the choices from 3 return with a vengeance in 4. It plays to a conclusion that made me feel downright uncomfortable with myself, especially when you witness the main character trying to articulate his thoughts and feelings via typed text in an attempt to justify them, his actions. Another thing that I felt the game could have done was give you the ability to talk to other users on your buddy list. Because this is Instant Messenger, of course you have a buddy list and of course you have other friends. Friends with profiles detailing the various aspects of their own lives. This would have given a lot more clarity to certain characters, though it may have detracted from the overall experience of the game by taking time and attention away from Emily, of which the game wants you to grow attached to deliberately. I also thought it would have been possible to enter the screen names and names of those other people at the intro screen and perhaps play the chapters from their perspective, but alas, all this did was unlock additional buddy icons, some of which are pretty cool, admittedly. When asked via Twitter whether or not he would consider doing a potential side story for these characters, Seeley responded with, "That's a great idea, definitely possible." I can't spoil how it ends. To do that would ruin the experience of the game, and considering that it's free to play on Steam and that the whole experience only clocks in at about an hour at most for a playthrough, I feel I'd be doing you a disservice. I also feel that I would be doing you a disservice if I told you not to play this game. If you're like me and pushing 30 and you don't mind necessarily reliving even for a short time those years when things felt so complicated and yet were so simple, I encourage you to check out Emily is Away. It will hit those memories and the emotions attached to them all the way to the core. Emotions that we can never quite forget no matter how much time passes. We remember that, as does Emily, it would seem. That, of course, brings me to the end of this expansion pack. James and I will return shortly with a full episode where we genuinely do intend to cover Fallout 4. If you like our work, please feel free to subscribe to it as we are on iTunes. Just look for the Team Rocket Podcast, spelled ROCK-IT. You can find us both on Twitter, Young Jameis and Jesse Uno, respectively, as well as those same names on Twitch if you'd like to catch us when we're streaming. Regardless, this has been the Team Rocket Expansion Pack, and we are blasting off again.